The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
So although Anthony's comedy career is thriving, it's ruining my morning. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. Happy Friday. I'm Dana Cortez.
PJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Okay, look, you out there doing your comedy thing. We're really happy for you, right? Really. But my routine. Workout routine. Everything thrown off because we got to meet online. We got to do different stuff. Automatic didn't even make the coffee.
What? Mm.
You know how important that is.
Anthony. You know how important that is.
So your guys' morning routine is huge.
So good for you, bad for me. Anyway, how's it going? Where are you? Where are you headed to? How'd it go? Did you kill it?
I just want to say thank you for sending me positive affirmations, even though you are caffeine deprived.
So I am. I can't wait to get done with this conversation so I can get up and get my coffee.
I thought you guys going to a midnight comedy show was really showing your support, but you guys muscling through a morning without coffee is the greatest thing y'all have ever done for me. So thank you so much.
You notice how quiet I am right now?
I don't know how to say anything. He's dying. No, seriously, how's it going, though? How'd it go?
It's going amazing. It was great last night. The showcase in Las Vegas was our best showcase set. And if you've been following along with the journey, you know that my first showcase set 2 weeks ago wasn't the best. So to come full circle from this one to that one and have people from the comedy industry say, hey, like, it's really cool to see your work and see where you're going. And we just love everything you have going on. So it was a really cool full circle moment for me.
Sorry, I'm a little... And I know you're tired. You were out late last night. Something else, though, that reminded me... of this whole like change and everything happening this morning is for anybody out there listening, you don't have to stay where you are. Mm-mm. You don't have to stay in a neighborhood. You don't have to stay in that bad relationship. Change is good. Now let's get this National Day over so I can get my coffee. What we got, Anthony? A National Day.
Let's go to kick this one off with National Sausage Pizza Day.
Ooh, a little sausage pizza. Okay.
Pizza time.
Second most popular pizza topping right after pepperoni.
Okay.
So that's a
fun
fact for y'all. And we also have International Day of the Girls celebrated by the United Nations. This is just celebrating the young girls and women around the world.
And it's hard to believe, but in certain parts of the world, women are not allowed to be educated. They're still traded for marriage. And even here in the U.S., at times treated very indifferently. We still face a huge wage gap when it comes to men. This is an important day. Girl, yes, dad, stand up for your daughters.
Do it.
There you go. And this is
after I get my coffee.
Anyway, what's the last National Day?
We'll wrap it up on World Coming Out Day, celebrating our homies of the LGBTQ
community. Oh, yeah.
And owning your own sexuality.
I know something about DJ Automatic linked to this song.
That was the first song that I ever played as a DJ at a party.
Yeah, not the other thing.
No, I'm not linked to the coming out part, but I did play that song. I wonder if people were like,
They probably were.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One time when I was little, I had a garage sale because my grandmother couldn't pay the bills and I sold all my toys because I wanted to help her.
Oh.
I was always worried about money when I was little. I wonder what kids worry about today. And I asked our daughter, I asked Ava Maddox, I said, what do you worry about, Mija? And she worries about school. She worries about us staying married. Which was
shocking. She definitely doesn't worry about money because she spends it like it's never going to run out.
She sure does. She's a rich girl and it's going too far. No, the money thing, because we're okay now and she's on a budget, but she can eat. You know, she doesn't have to worry about food. I was shocked when she said she was worried about us because all her friends.
That's what I was saying.
All of her friends, their parents are, what is it, a blended family. None of them are together anymore or they live in separate homes. So for her to be fearful of that, it really was shocking to me.
We're not getting divorced. You're not going anywhere, whether you like it or not.
But think about, though, the things that affected you as a child, for me personally, that still are in my head today. I'm so afraid of going back and being without money that I can't stop working. I'm constantly in a state of that mind. Like, where am I going next? Where am I going next?
I don't think that's a horrible thing. I think that's part of your success.
Well, because you were poor, too.
Yeah, I think that's one of the reasons we ended up together, because we're both afraid of being broke.
It's also interesting to me, Dana, too, how, like, you know, you said it started off with a decision to have a garage sale when you were a kid.
And I sold my favorite hippo toy.
Oh, not the hippo toy.
I did. And I, you know what? They left it out on the street. I stole that thing back. But anyway... and a little girl said, "Did you take that hippo?" I said, "I don't know what you're talking about." That's a no show.
Goodwill hippo.
Well, I started reading about what kids today worry about. One of the answers that a therapist wrote down, the kid said, "I wish my parents knew that I could hear them argue even when they closed the door."
So for me, gosh, I think part of my hangups with jealousy stemmed from my parents' relationship, because when they were young and together, and they had 4 kids in 5 years, and my dad lived in a different city, so there were some indiscretions that might have happened.
Your pops was involved with other people.
So I think I would hear those conversations, and it made me not trust relationships. It made
me think,
because I'd be like, "Oh, what if my mom's cheating? Oh, what if my dad's cheating?" I can remember being in elementary and having my little elementary school girlfriends and be like, "They better not cheat on me."
Being that little and having that kind of anxiety.
Yeah, it was anxiety, because I guess I was worried about them breaking up because they weren't being faithful.
Oh my gosh. Dang, well, dude, now I feel bad when I get mad at you for being jealous.
Yeah. Well, I feel my heart goes to you, brother, because now I'm just picturing a sad DJ Automatic upset when his elementary school girlfriend is playing freeze tag with another boy. I was like, "Oh,
heartbreaking,
no,
dude.
It's not worth it, dude. She traded chocolate milks with somebody else."
No.
I see where you guys are going. And for me, I had a lot of general worries, too, about money growing up, mm-hmm, where my mom, anytime we would ask her for something at the store, her first response instantly, "I got to check my checkbook."
Oh,
and
man,
those words.
I remember
still,
that talk.
Those words still ring to me till these day, where I'm like, every time I pick up something, the first thing I do, I don't even know what it is, I just look at the price tag and see what it is.
Yeah, our kids worry just like we did. And it doesn't have to be money, like Automatic said. Our littlest daughter, my two oldest, will joke with me, "Oh, look at Ava. She's got like a roof over her head and food." Like, they joke like that because they didn't. We were so poor. But all we can do is try to do our best. Getting off your phone. Ava Maddock will come home and I will purposely put my phone away because I want her to know that she's more important. You know, Automatic, anyway. No.
I knew that one was coming from me, because every wife, the second that she puts down her phone, she looks at you and says, "Why are you always on your phone?"
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Has Ariana Grande had any kind of plastic surgery on her face? She sat down and took a lie detector test, and we are going to play the audio right now. First, though, DJ Automatic celebrity birthdays.
We got TJ Watt celebrating today, Aiden Ross, and it is Cardi B's birthday.
Oh. Happy birthday, queen. Wish I could wish you happy birthday on Instagram, but I'm still blocked. Whatever.
Damn.
All right, Cynthia Erivo is starring alongside Ariana Grande in a new movie, Wicked. Cannot wait to watch this. And they both did an interview with Variety magazine. I subscribed to the mag. So when I saw that Ariana Grande hooked herself up to a lie detector test and answered any question.
That's ballsy.
It is. It is. And of course, she was asked, "Have you had any plastic surgery?" Here's how that went.
"Did you get your nose done?"
"No."
"Did you get a boob job?"
"No."
"Oh, okay."
"Not yet."
She's telling the truth.
There you go.
"This is the best day of my life."
"Okay.
Take that, you YouTube people. I've had fillers in various places and Botox, but I stopped like 4 years ago. But also, like, in full support of people who do these things, whatever
exactly
makes people feel beautiful should be allowed."
That part right
Why
there.
Do we care?
Whose business is it, yours? Anybody else's business, rather, what you do with your face, what you do with your body. And I understand some people will say, well, the influence on children and blah, blah, blah. Watch what your kids are streaming, consuming. Have real conversations with them. And that'll deter from
my conspiracy theory part is kicking in again.
What is that, Automatic?
Because, you know, she is a donut licker. So there is a chance that she could have set up this entire lie detector test to cover any kind of surgery she actually has had.
What does that have to do? She literally said no. And she was seen as truthful.
You don't think people set things up? Especially with another co-star?
No, because there was part of it in there where she was lying.
And it actually called her out on it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
She has doubts that we landed on the moon.
Oh, no.
But she said the earth is round. You have to watch this. It's hilarious. Go to @DanaCortez on Instagram, and I'll send you the link because it's funny.
I get it about the moon, because some days I don't believe it either.
Oh, Automatic. Kimberly, you just said that on the radio.
What?
No, don't say that. Would you take a lie detector test in front of people?
Yeah.
Anything on the table?
No.
That was found to be truthful.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Our entire morning is thrown off because Anthony A's comedy career is on the rise. myself, Dana Cortez, along with her husband, DJ Automatic. Earlier today,
you just said our husband. I'm not married to Anthony.
Yeah, I forgot.
Now, at this point, dude, you know, bro, at this point, we do everything but one thing.
For real. Right?
So, yeah,
you know
and
what?
And he got close
you
know, that one time in Portland. Remember they put us real close to the hotel?
Okay,
room?
Now this is uncomfortable. You had to make it weird.
Like, Automatic kept leaving with Anthony.
No, keep making it weird.
Okay, anyway, our routine was thrown off earlier today, and I had to make the coffee, and long story short, Automatic had a meltdown. And I think, Anthony, I think it's time for a friend intervention.
For what?
Oh, the friend intervention time. Here we
you
go, dude.
You put the show on red. You just walked away from the studio to get coffee. We're in the middle of a conversation, and you...
It's
Anthony,
because my meter was at like 20%. I woke up tired. Oh. I needed the caffeine.
You woke up tired?
Yes, I woke up tired.
You're an addict.
Oh no! I didn't go to bed last night till like 2 o'clock in the morning, Dana.
Sometimes you wake up and you know the cup isn't full yet. You're still on E. I feel that, DJ Automatic. It was not the fact for me that you walked away from us while we were doing the show. It was the fact that you kind of stomped away. You
stomped.
Know? As yeah, stomped away. Automatic has your second husband. I think, brother, I think we shouldn't have the emotional attachment to the caffeine that we have right now.
Remember, Automatic, when you and I had the conversation with Anthony A. about his
energy drink
addiction.
We had a friend intervention with you about that, too.
We did, and he was angry. It took him a month to get back to happy-go-lucky Anthony A.
Yeah, and was I sassy a lot of those days? Sure, I was. But looking back on it now, 2 months later, I feel healthy. I feel rejuvenated. I'm a better person in the morning. I'm not stomping around. So Automatic, I just want you to know that you have our support. That if
we love you.
Do you guys think you could take a month of me like that? I don't even think you guys could take 3 days of me like that.
You know what? Fill up the cup. Your cup need to run it over.
I don't think so. Get the coffee. Get a bit. Bring it in, dude.
Friend interventions. When have you had to intervene with somebody you love? 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.